Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the No Bad Days podcast.
Hey.
The trio's back together, huh, boys?
I like our new setup.
Yeah.
At the dinner table.
We're making upgrades.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
We got two laptops going. We got the split screen.
We're going to be able to have some video content, hopefully, out for Instagram.
Got the mic in the middle.
We just need a light.
I just don't know which way to look, because if I'm looking at you guys right now, it's like this.
But I'd say go camera.
Look at the camera like I'm talking to you on Zoom.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
All right. That's okay. We'll know what you mean. It's for the video, right?
I know, but
we gotta get used to being on camera.
I know.
It's been a while. We lost our touch, maybe.
I know.
I don't know.
I just can't seem to figure out what. Anyways.
Yeah. No, it's cool. We'll work the angles again.
Your arms look big on the camera, at least.
No, I'm just wearing a sweater. You're
filling it out. What is that? It's medium?
It's that coffee thing.
Remember we got that big box of coffee?
Yeah.
No.
But it was
I kind of missed the P.O. box, though, to be honest.
Was it last year or the year before? We got this massive box of coffee, but right before we went home. So we had to divvy it up really quick.
And you got the sweater?
I got the sweater, yeah. I snagged it.
I must have missed what I got. probably a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, I do miss the P.O. box, though. I missed the halls and, like, opening them up.
Yeah, that was always fun.
I still can't get over.
We could set our own up here.
Yeah.
Get it sent to the office.
No, but I couldn't get over like the generosity of some people and the stuff they actually sent us, like those big snack boxes and all that.
Those are the best.
Stuff for Christmas or birthdays and all that. Like that was crazy. We appreciated it like for sure though, because we're on the college budget.
No, that was a crazy time in our life for sure.
Yeah. That was like peak.
That was peak internet fame. Now we're just back in the trenches.
We're back battling in the trenches, but we'll be back battling for that that internet stuff in the summer.
Mm.
So
correct. You know, right now we're focused on hockey.
Yeah, that's our job.
Hey, right, Marty. Now.
Hey.
Oh, you're here?
Oh yeah. Back in Birmingham, Birmingham Slam, the music city.
Yeah,
as they call
the
Magic
City,
the dinner table of the South.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to have our third roommate back.
Our boy.
Drove back on Sunday, 10 hours, played a game Monday at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Warrior. That's warrior status.
Crush, yeah. That was always fun.
How do you guys like afternoon games?
I hated it.
That was the first one I've had in like since junior, I think. We didn't have any in college, did we?
No.
Did we in that Christmas tournament we did?
No, because we always played the
sometimes
the
we play
game.
On a Saturday if we were on the road at like 1 or 2 o'clock though, remember? Like rarely, yeah. But we did it a couple times.
I hated that.
Yeah.
That 1 p.m. game though.
Like having that day routine is just nice. Like
I didn't mind it.
Wake up, go to your morning skate.
Yeah, I know.
Crush a bunch of coffees throughout the day, get your nap in.
It's not something I'd want to do once a week.
No.
Once a year is good with me.
Yeah, like I could do it once
a week. on a Monday.
Having to be at the rink at 10:30 on a Monday for a game was
But we didn't, obviously, we didn't win, so that could have changed your
that's true.
That's true.
Just put your hands down for the camera.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
And then...
Sorry,
we didn't have it, but like
I'm producing at the same time.
we didn't have it, but like I remember growing up in like the tournaments and stuff, like you eat pasta at 9 a.m.
Oh yeah.
And stuff like that. Like we
never
no, like
we had eggs and toast and yogurt and granola.
Yeah. The boys have been healthy.
Yeah. Well, I like it. Not really.
Oh.
Have you guys?
Not on the
How's your grocery situation?
We haven't been to the grocery store in a while, but we've been we've been making like spot trips to Publix and
yeah.
Other than that,
here and there, a couple snacks.
Jenna was here, so we ate out a lot, but
yeah,
all healthy stuff, you know.
And I tagged along.
Yeah, Johnny came a couple third wheels. Nothing wrong with that.
As per usual, though.
No, it's just to keep the conversation going.
Just our son, yeah. Oh my God, I thought I didn't hit record on this for a second.
Oh my God, that would have been.
We've had a couple of those before. Remember at college?
Yeah, we had a full
55 minute episode where we
did. And we were banging record. Jokes.
And it was probably it would have been the best episode we ever had.
And you'll never know.
And I think we went back up and tried to do it again and we just faked our way through it.
We did. I remember we tried to tell like four of the same jokes and we just couldn't force the laugh because they were just on the spot and it wasn't the same.
Jokes just aren't the same.
Yeah.
When you tell them the second time.
No.
Anyways, afternoon game, if we won, would it have been different? I think so.
Maybe. But I don't know. I felt weird.
So on the ice, like during the game?
Maybe if I didn't have to drive the day before.
Yeah,
I
would see, yours happier. Is different. Yeah. You probably just would have not liked it regardless.
Yeah.
No, like because you drove.
Yeah.
Whether it was at night or in the afternoon, you know?
And I'm just not a morning person.
No, you're not.
Like, I didn't talk to anyone until, like, noon, like, before we went out for a walk. Like, I didn't even introduce myself to the new guys, I don't think.
Just in your stall?
Just pounding coffee.
It was nice to get out of there at 4:45. Actually, well, we had the skate after, which was arguably more dangerous than the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was
a lot of
people. How many people do you think were on the ice? Like, 400 or 500? With all the kids and all the adults and
throughout probably, I don't know all at once, but throughout the duration. Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Probably cycled through a few people.
How many autographs do you think you signed?
A gazillion.
Yeah. Probably a gazillion.
Over 300 for sure.
Do you remember signing that little girl's skates?
Oh yeah.
First skate autograph.
Yeah.
That was hilarious too. I watched Marty do it. He was like army crawling on the ground.
Yeah. They fully on the ice.
I couldn't believe the amount of kids out there with no helmets on that didn't know how to skate.
Yeah. Like 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
No bucket.
No bucky. Beauties though.
Yeah. Actually, the one kid was buzzing, that little blonde kid.
Yeah. There's some kids that knew how to skate. I was surprised with the amount of people that actually knew how to skate because this is the only hockey rink within a certain amount.
I think the closest one is Huntsville.
Yeah.
So
like, what, an hour 45 minutes away.
Yeah. Which is, that's crazy to think about. Yeah. Like just comparing it back home, there's a hockey rink on every corner.
Minutes, yeah. Does Winnipeg have a lot of hockey rinks?
Oh yeah. A ton.
Yeah. So
stole of Canada.
I mean, obviously really. It does, but like, or at least where I'm from, like in my little town, or not little town, but there's like probably 10 rinks within.
Just in Kanata.
Kanata. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kanata.
Canada. Yeah. Canada, right?
Kanata with a K.
It's Canada with a K. What was the hardest thing other than the skates? That was, I felt kind of guilty signing those. Those look pretty new.
The skates?
Yeah.
They were definitely brand new.
New white figure skates.
Yeah. They didn't have a mark on them, which I don't think they would. They wouldn't, no, figure skates wouldn't have
they don't get too much
puck marks on them.
Yeah, no,
that's one of the concessions.
Yeah, they go back on the shelf.
Yeah, the rental skates. I didn't like signing some of the jerseys because it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get a good signature on. Sometimes it would just be a scribble.
Oh yeah. Yes. I felt bad a couple. Yeah, like the marker good. Gets stuck and there's like a gap in your signature.
Yeah, you're like, oh boy.
You're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But you can't redo it because then that makes it look even worse.
No, you're stuck with that.
Yeah.
The sticks were easy to sign.
Yeah, sticks are fine. It's like a hard surface. Pucks are fine.
Pucks are fine if you have the right color marker.
I felt bad for anyone wearing rental skates, and there was a lot of people.
Did you
out
see
there.
Some of them that were just like basically a leather shoe with a blade on the bottom of them?
Yeah.
Like,
have you guys ever worn rental skates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Once or twice.
No, I don't know, but it's got to be like those rental roller wheels.
Yeah, those. That's exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's what it feels like.
That's a really good comparison.
And
the four wheelers.
Yeah, like when we went on that trip on March break last year.
Yeah, we
had to wear those rental skates and. I actually thought I was going to break my ankle every single time.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it was scary. And it was funny, too, because it's like, obviously we actually play hockey, but if you saw us on the ice, it did not look like
a couple guys didn't know.
Like it was a little, embarrassing.
A little shaky out there with the new boots.
Like when we were wheeling around in Columbus, like it was, we looked tough.
When you were there in Columbus, did they have those rental skates in the rink?
Yeah. So
whose were those?
The Columbus's practice rink is inside that
facility,
big rink.
Oh, so they had like a public skating rink inside there.
So like the hall where like their dressing room is and all that, like there's, you go that way or right for the big rink and then left for the small one. And then that's where the rental skates were. So we had to walk over there and then walk back.
Okay. So they had a bunch of rental skates in the
rink. Yeah, like a massive wall.
I was going to say, I don't think they went in the dressing room and grabbed those off the shelf.
No. We didn't get to go in the room there, but that's okay. But and then we got some used sticks and some gloves and all that.
The gloves looked fine.
Yeah, the gloves were fine. The sticks, it was funny too, because like I didn't want to be that guy, but I was like, it's not my curve.
if I would have had my curve, my shot would have been harder.
True.
Yeah. Fair. And then coming off that injury I had last year, they pulled that stupid prank on me.
Oh, with the puck?
And I fell right on my shoulder.
Yeah, probably not the guy to pull the prank on.
Yeah. And yeah. I was leaning into that shot.
Well, because you're
and it was a foam puck,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a foam puck. And I was like, what the hell? I was like, I really got a hold of that one.
Yeah, that would have been
probably Frizz.
I think it was Yelly and Lawson's.
Well, it's normally you or Frizz that gets pranked the most, I'd say.
Yeah. I guess we're pretty gullible.
Did you see the video that they made this week with the Oreos?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, but I know the challenge. The
challenge where you roll it into a bunch of different condiments at the end of the table.
Yeah, the ketchup one. Ketchup and Oreos.
Mustard, mayonnaise.
I saw a hot sauce one.
Lawson threw up, I think, in the video. Or he ran. He was gagging.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That would be tough to swallow.
That's disgusting. Hot
you
sauce.
Think that would trigger, which one of those would be the one
mustard
that you
would probably trigger me for sure.
Not mayo.
No mayo.
I would like mayo. I don't like mustard to begin with, so
I don't
mustard.
Mind like a light mayo on a sandwich, but like
if it's covered
a chunk of mayo with Oreo,
that might be gross.
That might be the one that gets me.
That's a little caca.
I think I could do the hot sauce and the mustard because then that kind of just overpowers everything else. Mayonnaise is just that consistency. I don't know.
Yeah, like that.
Like
oily...
Think about putting a spoonful of mustard or mayonnaise in your mouth.
No, that's so gross.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, like I said, light mayo.
Yeah, you had light mayo yesterday, like three different times on your sandwiches. How many chicken sandwiches did you have yesterday?
I didn't put mayo on it.
Oh, you did?
No, butter.
No, oh, no,
you
I put
did.
Butter.
You put mayo on.
Extra
butter and barbecue sauce.
Extra right, mayo my bad. On
Not light.
I mean, extra.
You're not a mayo guy.
I wouldn't go out of my way to get it, but if it's on a like an already made sandwich, I'm not going to complain, you know?
That's fair.
You just kind of soak that one.
Yeah.
You?
I'll put some mayo on my sandwiches.
Yeah.
For sure. Salt, pepper,
sometimes.
Mayo. Can't beat it.
It's all really you freaking need.
Yeah. Can't beat it. Yeah.
Other than freaking ketchup on a sandwich. I would never put a ketchup on.
Yeah.
Ketchup with grilled cheese, though.
Yeah.
True.
It's different.
That's true.
Yeah, that's different. And burgers are obviously different.
Yeah.
You need ketchup on a burger.
And mayo.
You can go without
it's
it.
It's debatable.
Okay.
Like on a Dave's Double?
On a Dave's Double, I'm getting only ketchup, only mayo on the burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much any restaurant.
I'm quite fond of Dave's Doubles.
Wendy's?
Yeah. Yeah. Quite fond of Dave's Doubles.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
Yeah,
number two, only man, only ketchup.
Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a first place weekend coming up.
Yeah, we got a
travel weekend.
Quite the travel day ahead of us tomorrow.
Yeah, we got 7 or 8 hours on the bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even at 7 a.m. Sleeper bus though, which is nice.
Yeah, so we'll be sleeping till about one.
Till one after lunch, and then or before lunch.
Yeah.
Then probably get the card game going.
Yeah, we are.
Do we have cards?
I think we have them? I think we have a deck.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. But we're quite overdue for a game of Schnarpinos.
I know.
Yeah.
We've been overdue on our TV shows, which we've been starting to crush again too.
Yeah, yeah. We've been getting back on the throne grind now that Marty's back. Me and Tav, we're good friends. for those very 18 days.
Yeah. We stayed right off of it.
We stayed true.
No Yellowstone. It was hard.
No, we crushed Harry Potter. We finished it.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's what I was going to say. Like, didn't mind it.
Like, I know we're not big into like those fantasy sci-fi shows, but I didn't mind Harry Potter. It was kind of funny. Like, Ron's pretty funny. Harry's a little sarcastic sometimes.
I found that after the fourth one, I wasn't interested anymore.
Yeah.
As interested.
I think, yeah, I agree. Where
it gets like the peak, I think.
Yeah. The last one was good though.
Yeah.
The last couple one battle
good.
Scenes.
Yeah. A couple good action scenes.
Yeah. That's kind of what it needed to spice it up a bit. And then we're on a little bit of a South Park grind.
Yeah. We did kind of crush some stupid TV show.
Just for some quick laughs.
Sometimes you do need to crush those mindless TV shows though.
Yeah. Well, those are perfect too. Cause you could like go on your phone and hang out and just something on in the background.
Yeah,
tune in for a joke every now and then.
Can't be on your phone during Game of Thrones. I've been finding that out.
No, you can't.
It's been kind of hard to pick. Did I already say that? It's been kind of hard to pick it back up.
No, I don't think he said that.
It's been, like, I find it's now that we stopped for a while, I'm not as like in tune with where it is, where everything's at.
Yeah, we kind of got to dial into those recaps.
There's like 8 different stories.
I know. It's kind of confusing right now.
Yeah. And we need the subtitles. Well,
we got two more seasons. 3.
We got 7.
We're on season 7, episode 1 right now.
Yeah. We need 7 and 8, and then we're done.
7 and 8.
Yeah. But as we all know, season 8 was a disappointment.
I don't know that.
That was like a big thing when it came out. And I only know that because my buddies crushed it. That's why. And then.
So the ending's disappointing?
Yeah. They said it was like.
That's good to know.
Not the best. So,
but yeah, I guess we'll see, like, probably next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a couple days.
Yeah. 20 hours. Should be done in a few days.
Play Friday, Saturday, and then bus home after Saturday. And we'll have Sunday off. So we'll be able to get a good head start.
Yeah. We're going to get in
Whataburger and Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Classic Sunday.
But then we'll end up dozing off on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
And we're snoozing watching season 7, episode 1, so I paused and rewinded it all the way back.
Yeah, there was one point, like, I looked over and no one was there. I was like, where the fuck did the boys go?
We both went for a nap.
I just got stuck on the couch. I don't know. I like couch naps.
They're nice.
This couch kind
of. This couch is tough, but
it'll do. Marriott couch, I could sleep sitting.
Oh, dude, yeah. The Marriott couch was the best.
Recliner, it had the recliners on it, which was nice. And we had, like, our permanent butt imprints.
Yeah.
It was like we had professional molds done to that couch. A lot of hours logged on that
The couch. Only tough part about sleeping there was in the winters, because it would get just so cold in our houses that my feet would just freeze off. So it was tough to fall asleep sometimes.
I know. I don't know how I made it there for 4 years without a pair of slippers.
Yeah,
that's tough,
dude. The Costco slippers, that's the play.
Yeah,
those things are
that's
what got me through college,
especially when we used to have to pay for utilities, and that's why we wouldn't blast the heat.
Yeah, we were cheapos.
We try to keep the payments down.
Yeah, it gets to negative 87 by November 5th and heat doesn't come on till December 1st. That's the rule.
December 1st is when we can use the heat.
Yeah. That's so bad.
Anyways, Marty, how's it not being in a hotel anymore?
It's good. It's nice having my room back, my nice king bed, and the king suite.
Your own bathroom?
My own bathroom. A place to put my clothes.
Not like you wouldn't have had that at the hotel, but.
Yeah.
Was it comfy?
My bed there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What hotel was it?
A Renaissance.
Nice.
Well, yeah. It's a nice hotel.
Yeah.
But, can't complain. You know, just didn't bring too many clothes. So I was wearing a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, how much did you bring? Like, just a week's worth of clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're struggling.
It's a tough call.
I was doing laundry, like, at some of the guys' apartments because I did not bring enough boxers, obviously.
Yeah.
So did you get your sheets changed on your bed every day?
Like, every 3 days, yeah.
So that's nice, at least. Yeah.
Because they do change them here.
Yeah. That's 10 times more. Have you washed your sheets yet?
I've washed my sheets.
Are you sure you want to say this on the pod?
4 or 5 times since I've been
there. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's good then.
I was bad at it in college though. College was once a semester.
Really?
Yeah. That's it was bad.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So gross.
Oh my god.
It was kind of nasty.
I feel like I would do mine like once every 2 weeks.
You would do yours a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
I would do mine whenever I was doing laundry, so once every 2 weeks probably.
Yeah. No.
Sometimes
not me.
Hey, sometimes I'd stretch it out a little. Okay, yeah. Hey, give them the sniff test.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still fine.
Yeah, it's good.
I've been going to bed clean at night. You know, sometimes you shower before bed.
Mine didn't really smell. I just didn't.
Just, I was a little just lazy. Musty.
Yeah.
Well, you had a single bed in college too.
Oh yeah, dude, I had a shoebox of a room.
Yeah, your room was
stunk. Like, not literally stunk, but like it sucked is what I meant to say.
Yeah, true.
But it was nice because like I, especially during the COVID year, you just kind of like open your eyes and you're already at your desk kind of thing.
Yeah, like because you use your desk a lot, right?
COVID year, I did.
No, you didn't, dude.
Yeah, I did.
For what?
Studying and writing studying. My essays.
Studying.
When I needed to.
Sometimes.
Studying when I needed to for that big test.
Yeah. Like, what were we talking about yesterday or the day before about college?
What?
Something about how little we would do. And it was kind of like embarrassing now thinking about it.
Homework or laundry?
No, we just went over laundry.
Something that we didn't do very
often. Oh no, it was last weekend when we were talking to the team doctor in the training room. I remember after the game, we were asking him I was asking him questions about where he went to school and stuff.
Yeah, you went to Princeton.
And then he went to Princeton and he was telling us stories about Princeton and we were telling him stories about Wisconsin Superior.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys have a square dancing class?
And he's like, no way, you guys got 3 credits for square dancing. Like, they couldn't believe it. And we were like, oh yeah, we did. We sure did.
Yeah, no, he won that one.
Yeah, he's definitely a little more educated than us.
Yeah.
I feel like his Princeton degree is probably worth a little more than ours.
Yeah. He was in I thought it was weird because he was an econ major mm-hmm. and then now he's an orthopedic surgeon.
I didn't know he was a surgeon either, so I was like, I was picking his brain on stuff, and then he.
Our main team doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Casp.
Yeah.
He majored in economics at Princeton.
And then went to med school.
And then took the prerequisites. and he, I guess, got into med school.
Yeah. I think for med in law school, it doesn't matter what your undergrad is.
You can literally get it in anything as long as you have the prerequisites.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, because then like, why would you get a biology degree when you can just get an easier, quote unquote, easier degree, you know what I mean? And then just take the 4 or 5 prereqs you need.
I guess that makes sense. And then you just kind of learn everything. And that's cool.
Yeah. Like, I guess, and then you have a degree in something completely different too. So you could fall back on that if you wanted to.
I kind of like that method. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to med school.
You don't think so?
Nah.
What about law school?
Well, I got to get my undergrad first.
I feel like you could be a good lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, I could rebuttal.
Other than like the reading and research part, you'd be a good lawyer.
Well, if I put my mind to it, I think I'd do it. Yeah, because
you'd have the people's back, you know?
Yeah. Like, don't worry, I got you. You're not.
Don't worry.
You're not going away.
You're not going to jail.
Yeah,
I promise.
I got you. Don't worry, buddy.
Famous last words. I promise. Yeah. But and then we watched that good movie you and I before Marty got home called Just Mercy with Jamie Foxx and
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, that was a sick movie.
I hadn't seen that one before.
Based on a true story. If you haven't seen it, folks, definitely give it a watch.
What was the stats at the end? 1 in 9 people that get convicted on death row are found to be innocent or something like that. What was it?
It's called Just Mercy.
Just Mercy. It's got Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan in it.
It's about a...
Based on a true story?
Yeah, it was about a death row inmate. It was about 3 of them, actually, but the main one was Jamie Foxx. And it was based in the 80s. And his one...
In Alabama, too.
Yeah, in Alabama.
Yeah.
And his one cellmate... Well, not cellmate. The guy next to him, whatever. Was in prison on death row... until 2015 or something.
Yeah, he was on for 30 something years.
Yeah, and then they finally found him innocent.
Yeah, which is crazy.
All those years later.
After 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years of being on death row.
Don't you get paid?
You'd get a huge settlement, I would think, but like, does but that make up for the 30 years that you're
in prison? Imagine being out of society, and especially from the 80s till now, all like the technology and all that. Like, well, you would have no idea the internet even exists when you get out.
Like, I'm assuming he was probably in his late 50s, early 60s when he got out.
Yeah.
So that's not really prime time living.
No, no, it's terrible.
Spent all your prime years. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Like, no, it's sad. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not like, I don't even know. I shouldn't say it. Like, it's nice to have the money. Obviously, you'd probably rather not ever go to prison, but
for that long.
Yeah, exactly.
Or yeah. Long. Anyways, sick movie. Give it a watch.
For that long. Or not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that you want to go at all.
No, I'd be so scared to go to prison.
Yeah, no, it's not somewhere you want to be, I don't think.
No.
Generally, like, from all the movies I've seen, it's not good. At
movies, place, stories. But, yeah. No, I'm good. I'll just be a good boy.
Yeah. Sure.
But yeah, it's I don't think I would do too well in prison.
You don't think so? You wouldn't be able to eat a lot.
Yeah. That's my one thing. I'd be like, guard, can I have seconds? And then be like,
no.
The guy just ate Texas Roadhouse.
Oh yeah, that's true. We went to Texas Roadie tonight. I went for the world record of cinnamon buns.
Not on purpose either. I was just eating them as they were in front of me.
They just still ate a full 16-ounce steak.
Yeah.
And mashed potatoes and Caesar salad.
Yeah, like I said, tomorrow's a travel day, so.
So you had to bulk up?
Yeah, I had to put my hibernation weight on.
Yeah, so how many did you end up having? 8?
I had 8 rolls and then my meal.
I think I had 3.
I had 2.5, yeah. And just a little 11-ounce steak.
2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
What happened to more than half? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I left it in there. But dude, now I'm eating Sour Patch Kids.
The biggest, we're very guilty for this, is when we go to places with our gift cards, we always forget to tell them what we have the gift cards. So they go and get our bills all set.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, we go in like relatively big groups and we all get separate checks.
Yeah.
And so they have to divide all the checks up, keep track of it all. Then they come to the table. Then we present them with these coupons.
No, we're the biggest inconvenience
ever. And
then
they have to go back and then readjust all the bills and then come back to us. It's just, we're actually terrible.
Yeah.
We have to get better at that.
Yeah, we do. But if it's just us three, it's not bad. But like, when you're on a team, you usually, you know, you send out the invite in the group chat. See what the boys are doing, you know, be inclusive and all that.
Yeah.
But it's just a little bit of a pain in the neck for whoever's got our table that night.
Some would say, yeah.
A little bit.
Especially when you're asking for buckets and buckets of buns.
I asked once, but she was I only asked once for more bread.
Should we tell the Applebee's story?
Nah. No.
Why? It's not even that bad. I think it'd be hilarious.
No.
What's wrong with the Applebee's story?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't want to tell.
Wait, which one? You're thinking of a different one.
No, I'm thinking it was food.
The one that we were there for the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't even that bad about it. You can tell it. We won't tell it.
Yeah.
Well, I just felt bad.
Yeah. Well, you didn't feel bad enough to not ask about it.
I say you just tell it.
Yeah, you can tell it.
Basically, what happened was, we got our food.
Hey,
and I got the chicken and shrimp. Okay. I got the chicken and shrimp. I got the chicken and shrimp. And it came out. And I guess the expression on my face couldn't really hide it. So I looked at it and it was smaller than the size of my palm. And I was like,
the chicken?
The chicken. And I've.
So it was the chicken that you were upset with?
Well, it was just the size of it.
Okay. Like the portion size.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, thinking to myself, it's pretty small. And I've had that meal before.
Plenty of times.
As we've been to Applebee's a bunch of times throughout the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And
you had a coupon.
And I did have my coupon.
So the meal was going to be free.
The meal was going to be, well, yeah. And then you tip, obviously.
Yes, but of course. But
the meal was going to be free. Anyways, the lady, I guess, saw my face that brought it out. And she said, what's wrong? And nothing. But I still couldn't hide it, I guess. She asked me a couple more times, what's wrong? Nothing. And I didn't know how else to say this to her. So I said, she's like, no, tell me. And I was like, it's a little small.
No.
or
you said, I thought it was going to be
bigger. Oh, I thought it was going to be bigger. Which, not the best choice of words, but I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable because, and not to toot my own horn here, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. You are very polite.
I'm a very polite person.
Yeah.
I just know that on this podcast before, we've had the conversation of the three of us saying, no matter what comes out, even if the steak is still attached to the cow, we're not sending it back.
No. But she got it out of me and I didn't want to send it back.
No, but that's why we were all so flabbergasted with what you said, because that's so uncharacteristic.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know how else to say it. Like, because she was asking me what's wrong, and I'm not gonna lie to this.
Especially
this
not
poor
after seeing
lady.
Your face.
And yeah, my face, I was like, fucking kidding me? No, I'm kidding. but and then she was a absolute sweetheart about it, took it back.
Yeah.
Maybe not even 10 minutes later, came out with this just sizzling chicken on this plate. And it was much bigger. And she said she went back there and cooked it herself.
Beauty.
So I was like,
such a beauty.
I was like, you're a beauty, ma'am.
No, you said you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I wouldn't call someone a beauty that I don't know to their face.
You're
that's just
fucking
weird.
Beauty, thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, thanks, you fucking beauty. Props.
Nuts.
But yeah, so and then the boys were giving me a hard time, calling me rude, but I know they were just yanking my chain there. But I did feel terrible about, because I can imagine how that sounded.
Yeah, no, we gave you a hard time.
I thought it was gonna be, yeah, that's
okay.
That's a tough go.
No, we had to give you a hard time.
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
It's part of being friends.
It's part of being with the boys.
Yeah, it's very true. Very, very true.
Yeah. And then Marty was giving me a hard time because he's like, that shrimp stinks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I honestly thought it did stink.
Were you joking?
No, I swear. No, he wasn't joking. And then me and DJ are like smelling it.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah,
then,
I know.
And then, because I didn't think anything of it, and neither did Deej. And
But the shrimp looked a little translucent still. Like,
and then
was
we
like,
were.
Wow.
No, it was fine. But, it was funny too, because we're thinking afterwards, we're like, she did all that and then now I'm smelling it.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? She came back, she goes, what's wrong now? And
yeah.
It's just like, oh,
you guys are
like,
both
stinks.
Staring your nose.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
You're like, this guy said it stinks. So.
Yeah. My friend hates this.
Yeah. My friend thinks this stinks. And that's all I have to say.
We're going to try third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine.
No.
Imagine sending it back a second time.
Dude, if that shrimp still had legs and was looking at me, I'd still eat it.
Yeah.
After that. You can't, like, second time? Are you kidding me?
Second time around, definitely never sending anything back.
No. That's
just... It could be the most outrageous thing in the world.
But yeah.
Could be one...
We do have a rule of just soaking it and not sending food back. But that one was kind of forced into. Because she was asking, so...
She did ask you.
Yeah,
she insisted.
She did insist, yes.
And you did not back down.
No, I got
you my. You didn't hold back.
I got my nice piece of chicken.
Yeah, you got your fair portion.
Yeah, it was good too.
Yeah, the bird. I like that chicken.
I mean,
a lot of people dump on Applebee's.
It's the club.
And sometimes it's deserved, but. Not bad.
Like the appetizers are unreal.
Can't beat the appetizers.
The only bone I gotta pick with the appetizers is when you get the fajita or
chicken wonton tacos.
The quesadillas.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Not at this location, but the one back at school. It looks like we made them.
Yeah. Well, how do you make a quesadilla look fancy?
No, I'm not asking. It just like it was like a bunch of cheese and then like a piece and a half of chicken inside of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a quesadilla, right?
Just cheese, yeah, but maybe load it up. I don't know. That's just me.
If you were in the kitchen back there, things would be running a bit different.
Yeah. I'd be Gordon frickin' Ramsay back there.
They'd be out of chicken by 6 o'clock every day.
Yeah. I'd have to make a extra order on the inventory.
Yeah.
For yourself to bring home, probably.
Yeah. Oh my God. So we're going to start making some TikToks on our podcast page.
Yeah. What kind of dances you want to do?
We've been, actually, I allocated Marty in charge of content creation ideas.
Yeah,
he's not used to the camera.
I'm not used to the camera. I've been walking around. I've been putting my hands in my face.
Okay, but yeah, Marty's in charge of content creation for the three of us podcast folks.
Marty's got the ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to come up with some brainstorming ideas. I was thinking maybe a little apartment tour.
Yeah, definitely.
A room tour, potentially.
We'll see. I'll just show where my room is.
Yeah, it's there.
It's down
behind
the hall.
The store. It looks exactly like Travis and Marty's.
Yeah.
It's got a dresser and a bed.
And a mirror. And a closet.
Oh, yeah, you have a mirror. Lucky.
You guys don't have a mirror?
No.
You have a mirror.
In my bathroom.
Okay. In my own bathroom.
Yeah, no, we could do an apartment tour. That's cool.
Apartment tour, what else do you think?
I
don't know if we're gonna be big on the dances.
No, we'll just make the funny ones.
Yeah, a couple challenges.
Couple challenges, a couple funny, maybe voiceovers.
Yeah, we'll just be goofballs.
I remember the Kardashian sounds can't go wrong with
that. I actually have a ton of challenges that I've been sending for us for the last month and a half because they're saying they're doing the office game. So every time I saw one, I would send one to them, and they haven't done a single one. So we'll just do them.
Perfect.
Way to go, Frizz.
Yeah. Frizz fumbling the football.
So I probably have seven or eight in there.
There we go. That's a good start. Yeah. We'll start pumping. We're going to aim for 2 to 3 a week.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to post the podcast on time too.
Yeah. Well, no. In our defense, yesterday was a busy day.
Team event.
Yeah. We had a team event.
Dinner and meet and greet.
Workout, practice, team event.
Workout. Practice.
It was a little tough. Yeah. And we found out.
Had Cairo.
And you had a Cairo appointment. Yeah. Obviously, we need all three of us to do this. And we found out about the team event
late
that morning.
Yeah.
So, you know how it is.
I'm not a big excuses guy, but that sounds like a pretty good one to me.
Yeah. I'm on board with it.
I'll take it.
It adds up.
And we were tired when we got home.
That's true.
Yeah.
We need our full energy.
We want to bring the energy to the pod.
Yeah,
to the pod, for the pod,
and get it bumping,
you know.
Get it bumping. But yeah,
anyways, you guys want to do one of the little games we've been playing, the draft game? Remember before the
breakout? top five. Okay,
I'm down.
Okay, got a good one with a theme for this podcast since we talked about it already.
What?
We'll go condiments draft.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, but it's a pretty broad range because it could be on anything.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking of the most popular ones that you would use for a broad range of stuff.
All right. And I'm being dead serious right now. I don't know if this is a dumb question. Salt and pepper, not a condiment.
I don't think so.
No.
It's got to be like a sauce of some sort.
Yeah. Sauce. Yeah. Kind of thing. Like something that you would add to your meal to make it taste better, not salt and pepper, because that's normally added to most things.
That's
a fair question.
Okay,
but good idea. Because that would be a very
spices aren't a condiment.
No, because that salt and pepper is a good one for the broad category.
Paprika and put it shit. On, that's
a lot. No, okay. Those aren't condiments.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Garlic salt. Well,
Yeah, you're gonna go just look in the spice cabinet and pick five out.
Lemon pepper, rosemary.
Okay.
Love.
Are you guys ready? Yeah, that's a good one. Things that are made with love taste a whole lot better.
They sure do, man.
Especially when you don't have to cook them.
Oh yeah,
that's huge. But
well, it's my life in the summer. Yeah. So yeah.
And here too. Too.
And well, yeah, Marty makes them with lots of love.
Marty makes stuff with love.
Yeah. Minus the love, I make it so we could eat.
Is that done?
Yeah. What are you? Are you almost done?
Okay. Are you two ready to go then?
Yeah.
Let's go. Wait, okay. Who's going first?
I am.
Do rock paper scissors. Okay.
No, rock, Marty is.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I got mine. Okay, fine. I
know. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Take it.
One,
paper,
two.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Got it.
Okay, Marty's up first.
All right, I'm starting this one off with...
First overall.
Hot sauce.
Okay.
Hot sauce goes on pretty much everything.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Everything burgers, needs a little hot sauce.
Any specific type of hot sauce?
Frank's or sriracha?
Sriracha's pretty
Those
good.
Are my
I'm a big
two.
Fan of that Valentina's one.
Oh, yeah, that was good when that we had one, that one for a little bit.
That one I would put above Frank's for me, personally.
Yeah.
Even though
you
we don't have it as
narrow,
often.
Narrow it down to a certain type of hot sauce?
No.
No.
Or just
hot sauce?
Sauce
in just general.
Hot sauce. Okay. I'm going to go ketchup.
Another good one. Ketchup goes on a lot of things.
That was my... French I was going to say it first.
Burgers.
But...
Yeah.
Bacon. I put ketchup on bacon sometimes.
Sure. It's allowed.
I think
you know maple syrup on bacon is unreal too.
I just don't like ketchup. Like people that put ketchup on steak.
That's crazy.
I don't agree with that.
I've seen sour cream on steak before
agree.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ketchup on what?
Sour cream on steak.
I don't know.
Here's how I feel about that. If you're having a potato and some of the sour cream like kind of leaks over and then you have it on your piece, I'm fine with it. But if you're putting sour cream on your steak,
saying, like deliberately, I'm saying like a dollop of sour cream. On the steak,
yeah,
no, death row. That can
death row. All right, my next one, I'm gonna go with. Oh man, mayo.
Mayo, okay.
Getting all the easy ones out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You could, yeah, you, yeah. I don't know. I was thinking of one that you have that a lot of people wouldn't know about.
Oh.
But you
I'm gonna save that.
That
for the late round.
Yeah, that could be in a late round draft pick.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I would say sour cream.
Yeah. Sour cream. Okay.
That was our motto at the Marriott. You
sour cream has to go on a carb. I feel like.
Yeah.
What else are you having sour cream on?
Like potatoes, and I don't
like
pierogies.
Pierogies, yeah. Like.
Yeah, not much else, right?
Like I'm a
starch. A taco.
We're all big tacos. Sour cream guys. So
huge, yeah
it's that
burrito
hot
bowls.
It's that hot cold contrast when you're eating like a taco or the potatoes just
and the creamy
fucking
texture.
Perfect
the fucking gabagoo.
The gabagoo.
Yeah,
all right, okay, that's two each.
Next one, I'm going with like a chipotle southwest sauce.
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty
like good. A dressing or like a sauce?
No, like a chipotle sauce,
like what you would get at like Chick-fil-A kind of thing.
Yeah,
like a sauce packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go
chipotle
this
flavor.
This might hurt me because this is very specific to vegetables when dipping vegetables.
Okay.
Southwest Ranch.
Ranch or Southwest Ranch?
Southwest. Come on, brain.
Hey. We're having a tough time with words today. I don't know why.
Southwest Ranch. Dip veggies in Southwest Ranch.
So like a dip. Do you ever have it on salads, like as a dressing?
No, it's too thick for a salad.
Okay, so you're thinking of like an actual sauce again.
Yeah.
Because dressings.
Dressings
wide open.
Yeah, wide open on the board. Surprised none of you said ranch yet, but there is two rounds left.
There is. But yeah, that's my third.
Yeah, ranch is sitting in the stands right now, sliding down the draft board.
Pissed.
Not happy.
Pissed.
Not happy with you guys.
Well, I think I have to take it because I eat it on a lot of things too.
Okay.
Like pizza, lasagna.
Ranch on lasagna. See, I don't know.
It's
no,
so good.
That's,
never tried it. I'm telling you, you have to.
Imagine you did that at my nonna's.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
I
she
feel like if you did that up with a good lasagna.
I think she might have
you.
Buried you
Even,
in the garden.
Well, yeah.
Besides the tomatoes.
My village is make homemade lasagna too. And she would.
Besides all the
she's
other
like,
friends
no,
that Johnny brought
you,
home.
Yeah.
Okay, my fourth is gonna be, and they sell it in stores too outside of the restaurant, is the Olive Garden salad dressing.
Mm-hmm. The
Italian dressing.
Yeah,
that's what it is. The one they sell at Costco and stuff.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah,
unreal on okay. salads.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure,
I would agree with that. It's a good pick.
I'm gonna go with what Tapper was telling me earlier. Infamous honey dill sauce. Proudly made in Manitoba, though, so not many people would have had it.
It's pretty much only made in Manitoba.
That sleeper pick.
That is elite.
That's like picking someone from like.
That's like getting Zetterberg in the late round, right?
Like a guy that no one's ever seen before from like Sweden or Norway. They just don't have no idea. You're just coming out of nowhere.
That's like Detroit picking up Datsuk.
Exactly.
Seventh rounder.
And he's in the Hall of Fame, or he's going to be.
He should be.
Sure. Can't wait for this one.
Last pick for you, John.
Oil.
Oil. Oh, this is a lot harder.
Barbecue. You like your barbecue sauce?
I do like barbecue sauce.
Okay. Yeah. Barbecue. I'm losing this one. I'm not good at this condiment.
Just think hard.
No, I'll just go barbecue. There's got to be
something that you're missing that you like.
Probably.
I also really like aioli.
Would hummus be considered something that you could condiment?
Well, yeah, because you could mix that into gyro. And...
Or dips, oh, right.
What's the
tzatziki?
Yeah. Oh, I was on a big Mediterranean kick one.
Yeah.
Mediterranean food. Yeah.
We had feta, tzatziki, olives, and what's the bread?
And a big salad.
What's the bread?
Pita.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, see, that's a good pick. But I don't know if you're taking that.
No, I'll take tzatziki. Thanks, Marty, for the apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, backdoor tapping.
We're helping each other.
Thanks for the helper. But yeah, those are my top five.
All right, we'll see who wins. I'll post the story.
All right.
See who wins.
Sure.
I think, in my opinion, Marty's going to take that one.
Oh, 100%.
Going first in this competition does give you
a lot of people might not like the mayo, though, second round.
That's a good thing. Yeah, true. Mayo's a...
And
honey dill might hurt you because not a lot of people...
Yeah. And I know there's going to be people complaining about no mustard was mentioned.
Mustard's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like mustard. Some people love mustard.
I like mustard on certain things.
Relish was not brought up. I don't like relish.
Guy. You? I hate relish.
Relish, thanks. So.
Like pickles, but not relish.
Same really. Here.
Yeah. So, some people don't even like ketchup. Some people hate everything we said, so...
Some people don't really like condiments, so...
Yeah.
Like Turch, if Turch heard this right now, he would hate this.
No, he'd be puking in the toilet.
He doesn't like anything.
Yeah. He's a plain Jane.
Yeah. No sauce.
Plain Jane Rolly.
Yeah.
What about pizza sauce? Would that have been condiment? No.
That's just tomato sauce.
That's just pizza.
Just part of it, though.
That's just tomato sauce.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
This is the boys' top five condiments.
We forgot to talk about... You weren't here, Mark. When we went to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went to the...
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
You guys were
We went to the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in downtown Birmingham.
Not a big museum guy, normally. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They had a lot of stuff in there. Like,
what was the coolest thing you guys seen?
Coolest thing I saw...
I think Bo Jackson's Heisman Trophy was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nasty. I'm a big Bo Jackson fan.
Yeah.
I think...
I've heard you talk about him a lot.
I'm not going to sit on the couch next to you and be like, hey, Marty, want to talk about Bo? I thought seeing Bear Bryant's hat was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of his many famous fedoras that he wore on the sidelines. And then I thought it was really cool seeing the old baseball uniforms, the Yankees and Dodgers uniforms.
Oh, they had those in there?
Willie Mays Hayes was in there.
Willie Mays Hayes is the guy from Major League.
I'm going to eat some for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Willie Mays.
Yeah, his stuff was in there.
Player.
Yeah.
Most stolen bases ever, right?
Yeah, and seeing some of those old World Series rings was cool, too.
I thought it was going to be mostly mostly football stuff, obviously, because Alabama football.
Yeah.
But there was actually a lot of baseball stuff.
Was there any hockey?
No.
Not, I guess that wouldn't make sense.
One really. Single thing hockey.
No. Which I would have thought because of they did have the WHA team back in the 70s.
Right.
Which was
they talked equivalent about how, they, to the they NHL. They talked about maybe Paul Henderson being their first hockey inductee there because he played here in the 80s.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool. Canadian guy.
Yeah. Scored the game-winning goal in the Summit Series.
Oh, yeah. There was an arrow. Marty, there was an arrow there that was probably like...
It was like 4 feet long.
Yeah, 4 feet long. That
from what?
They shot an elephant with it and killed an elephant. I don't even know what the significance of it was.
It was like a... I guess this guy was like a famous game hunter.
Yeah,
back, something. But like back when way like it back. Was like yeah. not frowned upon.
Yeah, like back when elephants weren't like severely endangered.
Yeah. This is like... Was it back in like the 40s and 50s? It was like, but the arrowhead was like
6 inches long.
It was huge. It was insane.
But it was just one arrow that took down this elephant. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Did it have a picture?
Yeah.
Of the elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty big.
And it had the tusks.
And it had the tusks in there too.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was pretty big. Yeah, I was impressed with.
And then also seeing, I forgot the baseball player's name, but they had his contract from 1931.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And he made $500 a month.
No, it was like $350 a month in 1931, though.
Which I did the inflation calculation and it worked out to be about $5,300 a month today. Which is like not bad. That's not what people are making nowadays.
Yeah, but back in the 30s during the Great Depression, $350 a month, not bad. We'll take it. Money. Yeah.
Yeah, like we're burgers back then, like 5 cents.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. You can buy a bag of milk for probably a cent.
You could buy a car for like $8. You could buy like a Cadillac for like $20.
What? Yeah. Like a house back then probably cost like $1,500.
That's just crazy.
Which is nuts.
In the 30s.
Yeah.
And the baseball uniforms were just made out of like
the thickest wool
material. Like imagine
a
rain day.
A rain day you would reek.
Yeah.
A hot August or July day.
You pass out.
You're legit.
Yeah.
Got to be peeled off of third base.
And baseballs haven't changed that much. Like the balls themselves haven't changed that much.
No, not really.
I mean, maybe just the material balls on the inside.
Yeah.
It's changed, but they had the preserved baseballs on there and they looked exactly the same as what you would use today.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're probably a little different on the inside, but.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And the gloves. Yeah. The gloves were just like a big wool palm mitt that you just have to stop.
The cleats were insane too. Like they look like the most uncomfortable shoe of all time.
Yeah.
With the metal spikes.
They look like the skates that people were wearing at the public skate.
Yeah. No, so that was a pretty cool trip. I liked it. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Boys had a good
nice
time.
Nice little outing.
Yeah. We got fed too.
Good way to kill the afternoon. Learn some stuff. Anyways, I think that concludes today's podcast. We'll end on that note.
I think it does. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in as always. We'll see you next week. Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.